Monday. Thank you for tuning in today to Nightlight Radio here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. in San Francisco, in the heart of the Mission. This lovely fall, autumn track that you're hearing in the background is from San Francisco's very own Vince Guaraldi, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, from the album Charlie Brown Christmas. And this track is called Thanksgiving Theme. So this week is the holiday Thanksgiving, a controversial holiday, of course. And, but there's a lot of, you know, holiday festivities around Thanksgiving, a lot of tasty food, a lot of get-togethers and fall-themed goodness of all kinds. Macaroni and cheese, pumpkin pie, just so much goodness. But we obviously want to also be remembering that the roots of this holiday are very dark, and now history is more revealed to all of us, the truth underneath it all, and we look at holidays like Thanksgiving and Columbus Day, and they're changing really fast. Like, San Francisco doesn't even celebrate Columbus Day at all anymore. It's officially Indigenous Peoples Day. And a lot of cities are taking down statues that commemorate leaders that really are responsible for more colonialism and genocide kind of stuff. So it's crazy how much things shift and, you know, the truth comes out, and, you know, we can be grateful for that. So this week I want to focus on gratitude and, yeah, the goodness of connecting, the goodness of getting together with loved ones, the goodness of just remembering the love that's underneath it all. The point of everything. So, yeah, anyways, so we're going to groove out. This track is from Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's called Gratitude. And the first track we heard was Sly and the Family Stone. So we got a lot of oldies coming at you today. Today is just about being grateful for music, being grateful for radio, being grateful for the opportunity to connect with each other. So thank you for tuning in, my friend. I hope you enjoy the next hour together here on BFF.FM. I'm your host, Ms. Prism, and this is Nightlight Radio.
Heart, let your body find. Waking up in the morning, seeing the sunrise.
Well, well,
it's an awful sea, I thank you, Lord. Rolling over, seeing my baby's eyes. It's an awful sea, I thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Be thankful.
Of what you got. You know you should. Be thankful.
That track was from Elephant Revival, live at Red Rocks. And before that was Be Thankful from Natalie Cole on the album Thankful, that fun disco track. And that was from 1977. And the track before we heard that before that was from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that track was from 1975. So really digging these oldies. I love that music is something that can keep us connected across generations, across time. Music is, it's a crazy time capsule. Every single song is like a time capsule. I remember at a Friendsgiving a couple years ago, what I was grateful for that year was music. Because also a lot of friends, what is something in here is flashing. What is that? It's the phone. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on over there. I'm going to play you a station ID and then drop into this next track. Oh, and that last one, the Elephant Revival song about the gravy train. It's just, yeah, that was great. So that was making me think about Thanksgiving meals and that tradition. And yeah, I hope that the tradition of getting together and taking a holiday from work continues, and that the spirit of connecting remains as we learn how to shift our world to fix the damage done by the roots of Thanksgiving and Columbus Day and that kind of holiday. So, all right. Let's get this going for you. Thank you for tuning in to BFF.FM. This is Nightlight Radio, and this is episode 88, which is super exciting. So I love it. All right, here we go.
This is Mac DeMarco. Thank you so much for tuning in today
to BFF.FM. This next track is from Bob Marley, Give Thanks and Praises.
Give thanks and praises to the Most High. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us. Take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around to
darling, how can I forget you? I remember the first day that we met. I taught you how to smoke your first cigarette. You were so sweet in everything you did. And oh darling, you made me seem so big. Just to have you right there in my heart. Your sweet loving charm.
To be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all at 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
All right, great. That lovely song, I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For, is from Bing Crosby on the Holiday Inn soundtrack. Super old one there. 1942, that song is from. 1942, that Bing Crosby song is from. All right, and before that was I Want to Thank You from Otis Redding. And that track is from 1965. Yes, definitely enjoying these classics and, yeah, being grateful that all of this music is so accessible. I love getting the perspective of all these different musicians so easily and being able to explore so fast. Like if something catches my ear or I hear about something, it's so easy to instantly find it and get a really rich experience. And along those lines, I think I forgot to mention earlier that the song Have a Cigar that we heard the Elephant Revival version live at Red Rocks, which is in Colorado, that song is actually originally from Pink Floyd. So I want to make sure I mention that. And yeah, that's another amazing part of music that I know I'm super grateful for is like the fresh take that so many artists will give to an older song and all these covers, all these mixes, all these samples. It's a really fascinating and like complex and layered way to look at things. Speaking of layered and complex, have any of you guys seen Mesmerica, by the way? Because I finally got to see it yesterday. And yes, if you haven't heard of Mesmerica, which would blow my mind because they Instagram ad like crazy and Facebook ad like crazy. I know I'm not the only one seeing these ads everywhere. And some kind of, you know, planetarium dome shaped screen, like, you know, chairs that recline, sound and visual experience that looks pretty epic. And anyways, I'd been trying to see this for such a long time with my friend whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Janine. Much love to you, you amazing human. So anyways, we were trying to see this movie and like just the schedule, our schedules kept changing. I messed up one time. I was supposed to buy a ticket and like I thought I totally messed up and thought, just assumed, or I don't even know, that she bought two tickets. It was completely my bad and I didn't have one. Luckily, we realized before we got there. But anyways, and then when we were finally about to see it, there were rolling blackouts of power due to the fires. And we got an email from the planetarium in Oakland saying that our screening was canceled. And we couldn't believe it after weeks and weeks of trying to see Mesmerica at this planetarium. Rolling blackouts foiled our plans. But last night they came to fruition and it was amazing. It was really cool to lay back and get this like meditative sound visual experience. The sound was very much kind of like a sound healing vibe, but like crisscrossed with maybe festival music of some kind. So otherwise definitely would fall asleep if it didn't have some energy. The visuals were kind of like a Tycho music video. Kind of reminded me of Avatar in some moments. The iTunes visualizer, shout out to everybody who knows what I'm talking about. Control T, get that going. And yeah, so I was super grateful to enjoy that experience, enjoy it with some friends. And yeah, it was awesome. I'm grateful to live here in San Francisco where there's so much to do, so much to enjoy all the time. And yeah, including Mesmerica. So this was not an ad, I swear. I swear this was just me telling you about it. Yeah, so, but I was laughing that the only thing that has like more ads than Mesmerica in my world has been the Shen Yun Ballet. Those ads are everywhere. Everywhere. I saw three of them last night. Even at a bus at the planetarium, they were advertising Shenyun. So, yeah. If you live here, you know what I'm talking about. So, you're listening right now to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever, San Francisco's favorite community radio station. And this is Nightlight Radio with Ms. Prism, episode 88, all about gratitude this week of Thanksgiving. And so we've just been enjoying a bunch of oldies mostly here together, and reflecting on Thanksgiving. We've got a little more than 20 minutes left together. So time flies and it's about to get really eclectic up in here with some more oldies, but not quite as old as what we were just hearing. This next track is from 1998 from Alanis Morissette. We got to have this one in here. Track is called Thank You.
How about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I'm full up? How about them trying to spend
Thank you, frailty. You made me happy in so many ways, through all my sweet and tender yesterday. You were the sunshine I needed, love. You were there. You warmed my heart when troubled skies would come. You were my one and only faithful.
Whatever. BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Community radio. All your friends are doing it.
Community radio for the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.
Thank you for tuning in to Best Frequencies Forever. We've got just a few more minutes left together. I'm so thankful to you for tuning in and enjoying these eclectic, vintage, groovy, funky, pop, gratitude-themed jams with me today. It is truly a treat to get to share this music together, and I'm super grateful. So thank you so much, and I hope that you're just having the best day and that these songs are lighting a spark of gratitude up in your heart for whatever it is that you're enjoying today, like whatever it is around you that maybe you've taken it for granted for a while, but today it's like it's got a new light shining on it. Like it's like, that looks good. I'm excited about this. I feel great. I think gratitude is definitely a perspective, and the more we can all be reminding each other of that, the more gratitude we'll all get to enjoy. So I wanted to shout out really quick someone who is doing a lot of this gratitude work. It's a friend who I just ran into at Bhakti Fest. If you heard the Bhakti Fest episode a few weeks ago, I was so surprised to run into my friend from junior high there. Yeah. So back when we were like 12 years old, we knew each other. We went to school together. And her name is Asal Dean on Instagram. And she, I got to connect with her on Instagram and was really inspired to hear about all the gratitude work that she's doing. She's based down in the LA area and is involved with yoga and gratitude practices and mindfulness practices. So she's had some things at various stores around LA called Gratitude Grams, where you can write down a little note about what you're grateful for and post it up or give it to someone else to spread that vibe of gratitude, which is so sweet. You can see her Instagram stories. She shares a lot of her gratitude activities of being out and about and making friends in the gratitude space. And she just started a new thing called a gratitude box, which looks like a beautiful journal. And it comes with some of those gratitude grams that I mentioned that are like little cards that you can write a gratitude note on. So I think that's really awesome what she's doing. And I wanted to spread the word about her work. And, you know, just we can be inspired by what Asal is doing, what all these artists are doing with their songs themed about thankfulness and gratitude, and just try to get a little bit more of that in our lives. 'Cause yeah, the brighter and more grateful our perspectives can be, honestly, the more we can enjoy every day and just get past the various hurdles that life will throw at us time and time again. 'Cause that's life. So We're in it, but as long as we got music and, like, comedy, we're good to go. So, all right. I am going to drop another track on here. That last track we heard, What a Girl Wants, was from Christina Aguilera in 1999. And before that was the lovely track Thank You, Love from Stevie Wonder on the album Down to Earth from 1966. Oh, my heart is just feeling these, my friend. Let me tell you that. And this Beastie Boys song we're about to hear, I want to just tell you what the lyrics say because they're a little hard to hear. Good times gone and you missed them. So this is the song from Beastie Boys that's about to drop on. Good times gone and you missed them. What's gone wrong in your system? Things, they bounce like a Spalding. What do you think? Did you miss your calling? It's so free, this kind of feeling. It's like life. It's so appealing. When you've got so much to say, it's called gratitude. And that's right. Good times gone, but you feed it. Hate's grown strong. You feel you need it. Just one thing. Do you know you? What you think that the world owes you? What's going to set you free? Look inside and you'll see. When you've got so much to say, it's called gratitude. And that's right. This is from the album Check Your Head from 1992. Beastie Boys, enjoy.
best friend. You've been right here through thick and thin. You are my best friend, guiding me through places I've been. You are my best friend through our situations. You've been my inspiration, my best friend. You're still here and I love you.
I think you got angel wings hiding up under there somewhere. Michelle, my Belle, don't know where we would be if we never met you, girl. I love you, I thank you, you're such a blessing. I am so grateful, I truly believe the Lord sent you to me and Kelly. A smile that laughter always makes me happy when I'm too serious or too intense. With a voice that beautiful, you was heaven sent. My sister, my life couldn't be better. Doing what I love with my best friends and making Chad Kelly the most beautifulest girl in the world. You're my survivor and I admire you. Have no idea how special you are. Humble, talented, and blessed you are. Sometimes I wish I could be more like you. Sometimes they don't want to give your credit to you. Wouldn't be a Destiny's Child if it wasn't for you. DC3 forever, I'm thanking you.
Lord, thank you for your vision that we see down here on earth. Thank you for your precious gifts, your sweet precious gift of love. Through everything, can't no one come between us three.
Michelle, ain't it funny? God always knows what he's doing, and he showed me some of that when you came into me and B's life. And just let us know that we can count on you and actually say with a relaxed heart, together, we are sisters. Your smile has so much meaning, so much life. You are the perfect fit. What more could we ask for? We got Michelle. Your voice is like water, your voice is like rain, and the world ain't ready for you. I love you and I will always be here for you. Beyonce, we've come so far together, and it feels so good to have traveled half the road of life with an angel walking and learning and teaching you the whole time. God is so awesome, and I thank him for answering my prayers as a child. I never told you this, but I prayed for a lifelong friend as a child, and God just has his way of sending precious treasures, and I found mine every day. Our relationship gets stronger, and I love you for the loyal, unselfish, generous, gifted, wise, and beautiful person you are. No one, absolutely no one, can take that away from us. You are the definition of a true friend.
Me and Kelly, you two mean so much to me. Only God knew that this union was meant to be. Only God knew all the things we couldn't see. But if we pray together, we'll stay together.
Beyonce and Kelly, you both exemplify, coming from my eyes, what love is. Love is patient. Beyonce, that's what you've been. Love is kind. Miss Kelly, that's what you've shown. It does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7.
Thank you. Me and you was meant to be.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Away from me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Never gonna let you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm thanking you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you again, my friend, for tuning in today to episode 88 of Nightlight Radio. So excited to have made it through this many weeks of the show. And I'm super grateful to the station, super grateful to all the musicians for making this music, all the people here at the station making it happen, all the other DJs, everybody helping out. All of our listeners, all of our besties, all of our donors. We're going to have a open house on Tuesday the 3rd here at the station. So if you've been wanting to come check it out, come on out. It's the perfect time. And hopefully we'll all get to hang out here at the Secret Alley. Had to play this song in a gratitude-themed episode. This is Thank You from Dido. This track is also from 1999. And before that, we heard outro Thank You from Destiny's Child on the Survivor album. So Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle loved that album. loved a lot of these artists along the way in life. So this was really fun to share and reminisce. And stay tuned. The show coming up after this is from Cosmic Amanda, the Top 30 Countdown. So, all right. Enjoy. Much love. Catch you next week with a special guest, Mas Vidal, Ayurveda expert. Don't miss it. Much love.